Today's daf is Ayin Vav. We got to the bottom of Ayin Heyman Beis. Where did we get to? Amalei Ravina Lemaymar, is that where we're up to?
Yeah.
Okay. So Amalei Ravina Lemaymar, Halchi Amar Mar, Zutra, Mishmeri Rapapa, Hilchsa Bein Kikulmos Bein Kimarzev, Kshera. So regardless of how exactly it was cut, it's going to be a kosher, such an individual. Mihu mi bai le lemata me atara o lemala. They still had a suffix where the, if there's a nikev above the atara or below the atara, that was still the suffix never answered that question. So pshita de lemala me atara. So certainly if it was the nikev, the hole was above the atara, such a, it would be kosher. Dishak daitach lemata me atara. Afil nich and nikaris hagid nich hagid nami. So if it's cut below the gid, it's going to be kasher. So certainly, if it's just simply a hole, it will be kasher as well. Ravina l'shvushay l'marmeimar hu debay. He was just trying to confuse him and to test him out. We see many places in Shas where the Rav was trying to test out the Talmud. So he was testing him out, but they knew the answer really was that below the Torah is going to be fine. Now, hu avda uvda, there's once a case, tahava b'masa machse, that was in the city. Shaf yamar baravashi kikumas. So I'm not sure he's the one who made this to somebody else. Rashi says Chata Chabasim he called Sad v'Natal Dofne Marzi Vaso Kikumos.
Kikumos again.
Kikumos is the way they take a feather to write. Zeratora slanted cut. That's what a kumos is. It's a pen that was used, a feather pen used to.
So in regard to Brit Milah.
So we're talking if there was somehow a cut in that direction as an angle. That was we were talking about yesterday, whether that's kosher or not. So this case, I guess Rav Ashi had done this to somebody else. I'm not sure if he's getting bris mila or how this exactly happened.
This guy had an accident.
Uh-huh.
So it's ma'aseh shaya b'ir mechasi b'adam shenechtach lo agid kemarzev uba lishol madino.
This is a Rav Ashi's one who cut it, though.
So Rav Ashi went ahead and he cut it. He made
a surgeon.
Additional cut.
Uh-huh.
So it should be sideways, so it should be cut. Before it wasn't, uh-huh. It was straight.
So he was a surgeon, Rav Ashi.
It looks like it. Yes.
Okay. What?
Marbar Rav Ashi.
Uh-huh, okay. So, Mar, the son of Rav Ashi, was the surgeon.
It says, Mar Rav Ashi, hosi v'chatach et basar hagid mikol tzad, al shenas, ad shenaseach, how do you read this?
Achatach
kekulmos.
Uh-huh, okay. So that was kosher, that's what happened. So you see that kulmos is going to be kosher. Another case happened to have a padisa, estatim govsa de shichvas zera. So the hole the shichvas zera come out was closed. The apik the makum ketanim and came out an area where the makum ketanim two different tinaros apparently, and savarav bevai bar abaye lachshure. So he thought this was going to be kasher, even though one of the tinaros are going to be closed. As long as the other tinar is open, it was fine.
How all these accidents over there?
Yeah, I'm not sure at all. I mean, these are extreme cases. Like, they're always extreme cases that happen. So, we happen that. I wouldn't imagine this is common.
Right.
So, I'm
But these are only the reported acts.
Right.
There must be a lot more that were never reported.
Yeah.
Or maybe these are unrealistic cases as well.
It sounds like they're real cases, but.
Like the cases, the example.
Right. Well, these are like the time real live, you know, actual cases. Pumbadisa, Masamachia. So Amar Rapapi, Rapapi says, Mishum de Asu Mimulai, since you come from the family of Mimulai, which Rashi explains meaning be base Eli, and the Gemara Rashan tells base Eli was cursed to not live past 40, and Rav and Abaye both lived came from base Eli.
By whom they were cursed?
By whom? I don't remember by who it was. Who cursed them? I forget who it was. I don't know. So base Eli was cursed. So, since you come from Beis Eli, Amrisa Mila Milaisa, you say some type of a halacha that is incorrect.
Eliakoin and all his zera.
Aliyadimi.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't have time for that anyways right now. We have like very little time. So, the Gemara is further. Bimkoma Mivashla, Shalom Koma Lo Mivashla. So the question was, how could you say such a halacha? It doesn't make any sense that just if the hole of the shichas zera is closed, but the ketanim is open, that's kasher. So you're saying something that's completely inappropriate. That's incorrect. Mkomo mivashla, that the what does this mean? Rashi says mivashla mispashel shichas zera v'nigmar laholid v'lasos pri. So only if it's b'mkom, if it comes out of the proper tsinor, is it going to be able to have a be mazria. But if it comes out of a different tsinor, then it won't be able to. How can you say such a person's kasher? As we said before, a person, it all depends on the ability to have children and not have children. Such an individual cannot have children since it's going out the wrong tsinor, and therefore he should not be kasher levo bakal. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, nikev v'nisem, if there was a hole, but then it got closed off, so then it all depends on kol she'ilu, nikre v'nikre, pasul, v'ilav, kasher. So Rashi explains, nikav nekev katan shenistam b'chol shu, if it's a small hole that was closed off, v'nikar, it's not recognizable anymore. Roim im gadol, kol kach, shim nikre ha'ish hazeh nikra, u'mar chav ha'nekev, machmas doche kazera, shim esasif pasul. If such a hole is able to get bigger and bigger, so then it's going to be a problem. Eventually, it's going to be possible. If it's such a small hole that will not be affected, it will not get any larger, then such a person will be kosher. So, Havi Barava. So, Rava was mistapik here that Hecha Ilei Malamata Me'atara Afil Nichres Nami. So, what are we talking about exactly here? If the hole was somewhere below the Atara, Afil Nichres, it's going to be kosher as well. Right, we said it's kosher if it's below, I think, right? And Ella Batara Atzma, referring to only Atara itself, if such a nikev was found, that was the Shaila. And we say it all depends on whether the hole can be widened or not. If it cannot be widened, it stays as is, it's that small, then it's going to be kosher. So Itmar Nami, the statement also says, Amar Ma'eri Bar Mar, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Nike Batara Atzma, Vinistem, if there's a hole in the Atara and then it closes, Kol Shilu Nikre Vinikre Pasul, if it's able to get widened, it's going to be Pasul, Vilav Kasher, if not, it will be Kasher. Shashalach Le Rava, Braid Rava, Rabba Le Rav Yosef, Yilmadenu Rabbeinu, Heichev Dinan. Explain to me how exactly does this work. Samallah, Maisinan Nahama Chamima Desari, bring to me a hot piece of barley bread, Umanichin Le, Abe Pokre, and place it on this nekev, and base, Rashi says, the base rawi. U'machmas chamimus, Rashi says, hu nikre, kach shamati. It's the question, how are you going to test such a person out? They would test if the zera is going to come out of this nekev, how are you going to test this out? They say, apparently, if you take this warm barley bread, place it by the base rawi, it's going to cause the person to become keri. V'chazin alein, then you could test out the hole, whether the hole is going to get larger or not get larger. That was the test. Sam Rabbi, atu chuliyama Yaakov avinuhu, the Chziv Bey, Kochi Roshes Oni, Shal Ra Kemeim Av. We have to go to such a strange case. We're not all tzaddikim like Yaakov Avinu, where the Pasuk tells us, Rashi tells us, that the first Roshes Oni, the first time Keri came from Yaakov, was when he had Ruvain. That was his first time in his whole life, when he was whatever age he was, when he finally got married. So we're not all tzaddikim like Yaakov Avinu, that the first experience was them. So the Gemara says, you could just think of other ways to create Keri. So Elam Rabbi, so Mavrinan Kame Bigdei Tzivonim. It's a very simple solution. Bring some color clothing of women, and that's going to cause the person to have a carry. That's a way to test it out. So Amar Rava, Atu Chuliyama Barzili HaGiladihu. So Rashi says, Barzili HaGiladi, Shotav Bezima Haya. Are we all, we're not Tzadikim like Yaakov Avinu, but we're not this bad either. That Rashi says, Dichsiv Bei Im Yitom Avdecha Vamrina Masecha Shabbat Beperek Shal Adam, Shotav Bezima Haya. Barzili HaGiladi was so engrossed in Zima, therefore he got so old. So it causes aging very quickly. We're not like that. So that's a very strange way to do this. So go back to the initial test of using this warm barley bread to cause a person to be carried.
Very
normal way. What? Very normal way. Okay. Nikev. If there's a hole, so then a person is going to be puzzle because it's shoseis. But if it's nistam, if the hole gets closed up, kosher mipneshu mola, because then he has the ability to have children. So Rashi explains, what do we mipneshu shoseis? Rashi explains, shemach mius hataiva, the heat of the taiva, yotzi derech hanekev, will go through this hole that's not supposed to be there, and ein yor kichetz. We find all over Shas. So if that's the case, since it's going to be Shoseis, and he's not going to be Roy Lehazriya, such a person will be Pasul. But if it gets closed off, and the Shech Lazer will come out the normal way, so then it'll be able to be molded, and will be Kasher Levo Bakal. And this is an example of someone who's Pasul, who can go back to being Kasher. If a person initially has a Nikev, and then it gets closed up, stitches or naturally somehow closed up, and then it's able to yara kechetz, then that person could go back to his initial status of being kashel of abakal. So ask the Gemara, Zehu, this one, lemutemai, this one's able to come back to kashus. What's an example of someone who won't be able to? Zehu lemutemai, lemute karam sha'ala machmas mata, bria de'eno karam. So it's talking about a case where karam is, I think the, it starts to heal over and scab over the hole. So Rashi explains, lemute karam sha'ala machmas mata, bria de'eno karam, shishim dehadar mifchas, even though it might, it's a scab over, but it's not going to completely heal itself, so that's going to be a person who will not go back to being kosher. That's what it's referring to? Am I correct on that?
If there's a hole in the, how do you say rea in English?
Rea is a lung, I think, right?
Lung, yeah.
So it seals off, exactly. Because by the lung, apparently it doesn't stay. It's not a, it doesn't come completely sealed off. Once there's a hole in the lung, even though it could temporarily close itself off, it won't be permanent. So that's the example that won't be chozer le'kashus. So this is not an example, I guess, by the Aver. It's another type of example by Trefus. But that's what you're saying, I think, Ricky, right? Okay, nothing to do with us. Okay. Gemara now says, Shalach le Rav Idi bar Avin la'abaye. He sent over to Abaye the following. Heichi Abdinan, how are you supposed to test this out? I guess test out back to the neck of the gid. So Rashi explains that rather the Gemara explains, Maisinan sarasa, you bring, I guess, this a piece of barley, not necessarily bread. Umisartinan le, Rashi says, Misartinan le, kol svios hanekev kadeshi agli of yotzi dam. Sounds like you wrap it around tightly to cause that dam to come out. B'toch kach male arucha ubaser ola. Umasinan, back to the Gemara now, umasinan tarva. I'm not sure what tarva is. Okay, chelev, okay, some fat. V'shafinan, and you rub it there. Umasinan shumshana gamla, what the fats of the... an ant.
A big ant.
Okay. Umnachtinan lei, and then you place the head of the ant in the place of the hole. Upaskina and lay the resha, and then you cut the head off of the ant. Vidafka, fine, you do all this thing. Vidafka basara, so this only works apparently with barley. Aval perzala mizarif zarif. But if a person were to use, what's this? Barzel. Okay, barzel. It's going to make a cut. Vahani mile, by katan, is only by a cut in this whole process. Aval vigadal, doesn't work at all. Michlig mikfal, it's going to open the nekev. So this is a way, apparently some way to heal, to close up the nekev. You seal it that way, you put some type of special bandage, and it seals it up. For a katan, as you know, a katan is able to heal much better than someone who's older. Amar Rabba bar Huna hamatil mayim mishtei mukomos pasul. Person goes to the bathroom and comes out of two places, that's going to be pasul. So Amar Rabba lesuch, so in the end of the day, Rabba says, the halacha is not like lo kivra, lo kaba. Not like his son, and not like the father. Who is this referred to? Vro, the son that we already mentioned, which halacha was that referring to? Is that the last halacha? The rabba, the son of Rav Huna, we don't hold that way. A person who does matimai mishne mekomos apparently would be kasher. And Abba, his father, the Amar Rav Huna himself, the father, noshim hamusulalos zubazu psulos lakuna, two women who are with each other, mishim znus, says Rashi, they are pasul tikuna according to Rav Huna. Vafilu Rabbi Elazar damar panoi haba pnuya shlo l'shem ishus asanu asazona hanimili ish aval isha pritzusa ba'alma. So a single man who has relations with a single woman, not for the purpose of zunos, that will make her into zona, but only a man and a woman, not a woman and a woman. That's simply pritzusa ba'alma. So that halacha Rav Huna that holds that two women we pasul, that we don't hold like either. Okay. New Mishnah says, "Ptzua daka v'kara shivcha mutarim b'giros v'mishichweres." That these individuals may marry a giros and a mishichweres. Ve'ino nasun elam milvel b'kal. There's only an iser to enter the kal to someone who's a born Jew. Shenemar lo yavo ptzua daka v'kara shivcha b'kal Hashem. Only someone who's a born Jew they usher to marry. But if it's a giros or mishichweres who entered in later on in life into Yiddishkeit, they're permitted to be married. So, by mine, mirav sheishis, psu daka, kohen, mahu. What's the lach of a kohen who's a Ptsua Daka? Is he allowed to marry Gioris and Meshucharis? Because on one hand, do we still think he's a Kohen? Even though he's a Ptsua Daka, he's still Batsim, he's a Kohen, and the Isser for a Kohen to marry Gioris and Meshucharis. The Aser, or maybe since he's a Ptsua Daka, it is Oker, his Kedusha of being a Kohen, and he may marry anybody he wants, even a Gioris and a Meshucharis. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Samali Rav Sheshes Tanisua, the Brisa tells us that Ptsua Daka, Yisrael, Mutter b'nesia. Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina. Nesina, Rashi tells us, does Rashi tell us what it is here? No, Rashi is right. Mishiva umos na givonim. So the Shiva umos of the givonim were the times of Yeshua ben Nun. They tricked them into saying that we were converts, we're not from the Shiva umos. They said they were from the other nations, not from the seven nations. And the Yeshua ended up converting them, and then he was tricked, and he had to keep them as gerim. So those were the Nesinim and the givonim, according to Rashi. Others argue what the Nesinim are, but we'll go with Rashi right now. So the Braisa tells us that Ptua Daka Yisrael may marry a Nesina. So what does that do with us? Gemara continues. V'isaka daitach b'ktushasa ikai. If we say that a Yid who is a Ptua Daka still maintains his status of Kedusha. So this Yisrael, even though he's a Ptua Daka, should still have the same halachas as a regular Yisrael. So iku kan lo sischatin bom. So there's an Isser to marry a Givon, an Isser to marry a Nesina. Why are we allowing them to marry? So it must be a Ptua Daka is Oker the Kedusha. So just like it's Oker the Kedusha of Yisrael, it should also be Oker the Kedusha of a Kohen. So the Gemara says, no, Amarava Atu Hasam Mishim Kedusha of Lav Kedusha Hu? Does it really depend on Kedusha or not having Kedusha? Dilma Molid Ben V'Azil Palach Lavodos Chachabim. So the reason why Ptua Daka in general can't marry these individuals, is because it's an issue of not kedusha, it's an issue of having children or not. And if they have a child, or sorry, the other way, the losis chatin ban, the issue of marrying we go back to the non-Jews, I think. Losis chatin ban, the issue there is nothing to do with kedusha, has to do with having a child, and the child now who's Jewish is going to go ahead and worship with Avodah Zarah. So Hani Mila, that is Lo Sischatin Bam, only applies, says the Gemara, Biyosin of the Chachabim, when they're not Jewish. But Ki Megairu, B'Yisrael Sharu, but once they're Megair, and we're talking about Nesinim, who are now converted, then they're permitted, Rabban Hu, Digazu, and, sorry?
Digazrubu.
So, right, so Midirai, so you're allowed to marry these Nesinim, because they are Jewish. It was Rabban who were gozer not to marry the Nesinim. When were they gozer? Only by the individuals who can have children. But since this Yisrael is a Ptua Daka, there's no gzera. So let's go backtrack for a second. A Yid obviously cannot marry a non-Jew. A Yid can't marry a non-Jew, right. If the Goy converts, so then, midiraisa, you're allowed to marry the goy because the goy is a ger. Convert, you're allowed to marry a ger. But there's a concern, since this ger comes from a family of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so the concern is that you have a child, that child's going to go ahead to its grandparents and worship Avodah Zarah. So Chamur goes there not to marry these givonim or any of the...
But this is only on
Shiva Umos Olam. The Shiva Umos of Canaan.
Right, only
right,
that.
Exactly,
not
only
not
those,
a,
right.
Not a regular.
Exactly, regular ger, it's fine.
Right.
But you're talking about he's from the Shiva Umos, they're so engrossed, involved in Avodah Zarah, there's a concern that the grandchild is going to go to the grandparents who are of the Shiva Umos. And
this is both Zacharan, men and women on the...
I believe so, yeah. So now, but what was the reason why the Rabban were gozer to marry such a ger? It was only because they're going to have a child. But if they're not able to have children because of Ptua Daka marrying such a ger, then it would be permitted.
No,
so that's why we allow Yisrael Ptua Daka to marry a Nesina. But it's not telling us that Ptua Daka is Oker, the Kedush of Israel. Israel is a Yisrael. So it's not a Raya to a Kohen, who the Ptua Daka very well may still have the Kedush's Kohen and may not marry a Gioris and Meshucharis. So the Gemara now says, El Miata, if that's the case according to this reasoning, Mamzer Dibar Olodi Hachanami Da'aser. So Mamzer, who's able to have a child, should not be allowed to marry a Nesina, a Gioris from the Shiva Umos. But the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah, where is this? In Kedushin, I guess. Right? Kedushin tells us that Mamzerim Unisinim Mutarm Lavo Zebazet. We permit a Mamzer to. Shouldn't there be concern the Mamzer can have children? And a child from this marriage is going to go to the grandparents from the Nesina and worship of the Zara. So Gemara says, Ela ki Gazer Abanan B'Ksherim B'Psulim Lo Gazer Abanan. The Rabban only only created this gezerah in a place of kasherim, but by psulim they weren't so concerned. They didn't really, I'm not sure, concerned or cared so much that was permitted. And now that answers also the question of Pesu Daka to Yisrael, since the Pesu Daka, Rashi says, is also a apostle, that's why we also allow him to marry a Nesina. Okay. Fine. Now the Rashi explained because it's Moses del Shechichahi. It's very unlikely that these Pesulim will get married.
So this would prove that a Kohen who's Pesu Daka would also be able to marry a Nesina.
To marry Nesina, yes, but not to answer a question of Gioris Meshuchreris, though.
Right.
That we don't know. Still don't know about that. Nesina has to be Gioris, and therefore you say if that's mutter, so maybe we wouldn't be allowed to marry Nesina. If we say you can't marry Gioris, so it's still an open question then. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rava. Then Rava retracted. Lab Milsi, not sure what I said. Behiosin of the Chachavim, Les Luchasnus. When they're not Jewish, then there's no marriage at all. Neskairu is Luchasnus. And when they do convert, there is Chasnus. So what's he explaining now? Right, you see that Rashi in the bottom, Lav Milsahu Damri? What I said above was not true. When I explain the pasuk referring to them being goyim, the losis chatim bam is when they're still goyim, the biosim av dechavim less luchasis. There's nothing to talk about. You can't even if you try to get married, it's not going to work. There's no iser. Right, you get married, give him a kedushin, and the chuppah, nothing takes place. There's no iser. It's referring to even when they convert, there's an issur to marry them. Umishum kedusha, when it has to do with kedusha. Umid sharinam p'tzudaka Yisrael al adin. It's in Nesina. We allow p'tzudaka Yisrael to marry Nesina. Shemamina la b'kedusha saikai. That tells us that p'tzudaka is oker the kedusha Yisrael, and so to by us it should be oker the kedusha Kohen. So now the Gemara asks Mesa Rav Yosef v'ischatin Shlomo as bas paro melch mitzrayim. We know that Shlomo married the daughter of Paro, yeah, Shalom Melech. Gyura Gaira, she was converted. Vaha lo kiblu gerim. So the question is, how is he able to marry her? So the question is going on what? Losis chatein ba sounds like marriage does take place, even by goyim. Is that what we're asking?
How can Shlomo gyura bat paro?
Right before he said that by goyim there's no chasis by goyim. So we here see that Shlomo did marry the Bas Paro, and the Gemara answer is simply, Gira Gaira, she converted. So what's the question? Very strange, Habamina, that she tried marrying her when she wasn't Jewish. We have a klal that we know. The Gemara told us earlier in the Masech that we don't accept Gerim during the times of David and during the times of Shlomo. So how is it possible that she converted during the times of Shlomo? It wasn't effective. So it must be that he married her when she was still a goy. Where's the midu time? Come on, is the question really such a strong question? What was the reason why you're not allowed to accept Gerim b'mei David b'mei Shlomo? Elam yishuchem malachim, because they're concerned they're coming converting for the wrong reasons. They wanted the money. They wanted the prosperity. But halot shichale. But her bas paro, she came from the bas melech already. She didn't need that. She had plenty of that in Mitzrayim. So we clearly knew she was coming for the proper intentions. So it was a good garrison that made sense. So b'tepik lei the hamitzris. Rishonahi, wait, I have another problem. But she was a mitzvah. She was born in Mitzrayim, and therefore you're not allowed to marry a mitzvah, the first generation mitzvah. It's nor a second one. You have to wait until the third generation. Maybe those are new people. Rashi explains, the real Mitzrayim already died. They were already drowned in the Yamsuf. So they're only being gozer now, Erev Rav, those who mixed in. But those who left behind, they're all dead. Now, anyone new who was born in Mitzrayim would not have a real din of Mitzri anymore. So maybe that's the reason why it was permitted. V'hatanya, but doesn't the Brisa tell us that Amar Rav Yehuda minimin ger Mitzri hayali, chaver mitamidei Rabbi Kiva.
Oh, his name's Rabbi Yehuda minimin ger Mitzri.
So he came from ger Mitzri. So his father was a ger, a Mitzri ger. So how you do chaver mitamidei Rabbi Kiva? Amir ani mitzri rishon v'nasasi mitzris rishona. I'm a first generation mitzri. I married a first generation mitzris. Asai levni mitzris shni. I'm going to have my son marry a second generation mitzris. Kidei she ben bono ben bini. My grandson roi levo bakal. My grandson could be a full fledged Jew. So this is the times of Rabbi Kiva, and this is obviously way after the Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we see even after that point, the people who live in Mitzrayim have the din of a mitzri. So how is it possible that Shlomo, again, how is it possible he married the Bas Paro? Even if she did convert, you can't marry a mitzvah Rishona, even though she converted.
She's mitzvah Rishona? She's mitzvah Shnia?
Rishona, because she was born. If you're born in Mitzrayim, then you're mitzvah. Only once parents convert, then the child, even though they're Jewish, they're called a mitzvah Shenis. Mm-hmm. But if they're never converted, you're always a mitzvah Rishona.
I understand.
So how is it possible that Shlomo married her? Amar Papa, Anan Mishlomo Leki, Vinesev. Shlomo lo nisiv midi. We're going to have a question from Shlomo. He never married her. The pasuk says, where is this in Divrei Yomim?
He makes it worse.
Makes it worse?
Meaning, lo lisha elel znut.
Right.
He took it for znut.
Okay, so there's a concept of, there was a concept of pilagish. So, pasuk says,
I heard that there is today too. Bemet, somebody told me that some rabbinim allows it.
Yeah, it's Faradim are okay with it.
Yeah.
Because they don't hold of the Cheren Rabbeinu Gershon.
But Rabbeinu Gershon said the decree stopped many years ago, no?
Min ha-goyim, the Pasuk says, Dichsib be min ha-goyim asher omar Hashem el b'nei Yisrael lo savo behem vehem lo yavo b'chem achein yitu es levavchem acharei Eloheim b'hem. So, Davik Shlomo la'ava. So from the goyim, Hashem says to not go with the goyim, and they should not go with you, and they're going to turn your heart away to their gods. And Shlomo was davik ba'ava v'lo li'isha, says Rashi. It was just simply for Ava. It doesn't say znus necessarily, but it doesn't say for Isha. He never married her. El Kasha, if he never married her, so there's no question of there's no isha lo sishchatin ba, but doesn't the pasuk say v'yishchatin? Didn't he marry her, says the pasuk? That we said before, mitoch ava yisera she'ava me'al lavalav kisu nichtav ba. Since he loved her so much, it was as if he married her, but he never actually married her. So amalei ravina l'ravashi v'ha anan tanan patu daka v'kar shivcha mutar migiras mishucharis habenisina asirim. Sounds like we're going back to a different point now. We completed the discussion of Shlomo HaMelech. So now we're going back to patu daka. Is a patu daka kohen allowed to marry a nesina? So again, so Amar Le Ravina Le Rashi v'ha Anan Tan. Don't we have a mission that says P'tzua Daka v'char Shivka mutar migiras u'mishucharis hab nesina aser, that they're only permitted? No, our question was by Giros Mishucharis. That was our question.
We came out that the based on this whole sugya here that Kohen's Kedusha goes away,
and therefore we wanted to say before that therefore mutar to marry a nesina. That's the case.
He'd be mutter to marry.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Here it seems
right.
Like the fact that they cannot marry Natina, they're still holding in the Kedusha.
We said that they're mutter to marry Natina, we said at the end, didn't we?
Right, but now
the question is,
right.
Based
on this text, it would seem that they're still holding on.
But
the
I don't think he speaks about Kohen.
Yeah,
he
was talking about Kohen.
Yeah.
The original, but
yeah,
this point,
it's not.
Here it's not.
No. Here, no.
Shepatsudaka Israel mutar v'Natina.
Mine is actually P'tzua Daka de Kohen.
Oh. So it's referring to our Mishnah.
Yeah, so they're trying to bring a Mishnah. But the Mishnah says that P'tzua Daka and a Kriya Shivcha across the board are mutter to marry Gyoros and Mishucharis, but the Diak is, but they're not allowed to marry Nesina. So how can we say above that P'tzua Daka may marry a Nesina? It should have been listed in the Mishnah as another Heter. So Gemara explains, Amar Leiv L'tamech, according to your reasoning, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, Eina Nasur Ne'el Milvah Bakal, the Mishnah said, the Isser is only for them to enter the Kal, Psudaka, implying that you're allowed to marry Nesina. So depending which Dik you make, the beginning of the Sefer, you have two different conclusions. You can't make a conclusion from this Mishnah because you have two different interpretations, two different inferences. Okay. Next Mishnah tells us, Amoni Umavi Asurum V'Isurun Isser Olam. A man who comes from Amon and a man from Moab, they're Asur and their children are going to be Asur forever. Avan Nikvosem, their daughters, Mutaros. That's based on the pasuk, Ma'aviv lo Ma'avis. Money, exactly. Right, Avan Nikvosem, Mutaros Miyad, right away. There's no need to wait a generation. Mitzri v'adomi einam asurin ela ad shlosha daros. As we mentioned before, these two nations have to wait three generations until their mutter l'va bakal. Echad d'charim echad nekeves, whether it be from the male or from the female. Both have to wait three generations. Rabbi Shimon Matias and nekeves miyad, he thought even right away a daughter of the Mitzri and a daughter of Adomi would be permitted. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, there would be no problem with Shlomo HaMelech, by the way. Shlomo HaMelech, his bas paro, if she converted miyad, that would be permitted. I'm Rabbi Shimon Kavachomer. He says, yeah.
From the Tanakh, it seems
like he married her. I mean, well, that's
the Gemara says. Not only that, but they made a huge wedding and they brought whatever.
It wouldn't be, to do that to a Pelagish wouldn't be so fitting.
Right, no, it doesn't. And he built a house for her. He was the only one who built a house for her. He built her a palace.
Right. She deserved it. She came from the Bas Parah.
A separate palace to everybody.
Well, that's why
we really loved her more, much more than all the other wives.
Well, that's why we say that. You can't learn Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebal Peh.
Right.
So you're right, maybe from the Tanakh itself, it gives that impression.
No, but it says that the day that Shlomo Melech married Bas Parah, Malach Gabriel threw a chetz in the ocean, and
right.
So Rome was created.
Right. Well, even
like
if
obviously it... Obviously it was...
No, even if it was a marriage, though, if it still could have been...
Yeah, but seems... All right.
So it wasn't a good thing?
Was certainly not.
Yeah. Shlomo Melech is so smart.
Yeah, and it's even someone
that
who's so
smart.
That
shows you that even the smartest people make mistake with women, you know?
But that's the lesson.
Yes.
That's the limit here.
I'm Rabbi Shimon. Kal v'chomer. So Rabbi Shimon explained in the Mishnah that it's a kal v'chomer here. Kal v'chomer ha-dvarim. Ma im b'makom sh'aseh z'charim isir olam hitir esen ha-kevos. In the case of an Ammoni and Moabi, where the male children are going to be aser lidaros forever, but the nekevos are mutter right away, when it comes to Mitzri and Domi, that the males are only asr for three generations, and Odin, Shinatius, and the Kevus Miyad does not make sense that the daughters should be permitted right away. So Amar Lo, he says, Im halacha nikaba, if this is a halacha, if this is a Mesorah that you heard from your Rebbeim, it sounds very logical, and we'll keep it. Vim Ladin, if you're just trying to oppose a Kal v'chomer, though, Yesh Tshuva, I have a question for you. So Amar Lehem Lo, ki halacha ani omer. So he doesn't tell him what the Tshuva is. Apparently, there's some flaw in this. In this Kal v'chomer, but he says it's a halacha, it's a Mesorah that he has. Now, even though it's a Mesorah, interestingly,
we hold like that?
No, I think we hold that the woman has to wait three generations as well, so I'm not sure why the Gemara is going to address this. Let's see. So, Menachem, how do we know this to be true? How do we know what? Which question are we asking? Let's see. Amar of Yochanan Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, U'charaos Shol as David, Yotze Lekras HaPlishti. When he Shol witnessed David going out to greet the Plishti, Amar El Avner Sar HaTzva, he says to the general Avner, Ben Mize Hanar Avner. So who is this son? Who's this little boy? Avner said, Chai Nafshecha HaMelech Im Midati V'lo Yadale. I don't know. I don't know who this is. V'lo Yadale. He didn't really know who David was. Foxer, the pasuk tells us elsewhere, V'yavasam Od, V'ahilo Nosek Kalim, and Shaul knew him. He was the, what do they call him, the weapon barrier or something? He was the assistant for the golfer. The little caddy, he's like his little caddy, walking around carrying his weapons and his swords and stuff. He knew him very well. He loved him. Ela Avua Kamashu. He's asking about the father. Who is David's father? He wants to know his yichus. Vavilo Yadale. He didn't know David's father either. Vaksiv Haish Bimei Shaul Zakin Babanashim. And there's a man in the times of Shaul who's very old who is walking among the men. And Vamar Rav Yisema Rebbe Abba Ze Yishai Abi David. This is the father of David Yishai. Shenichnas Bochlosa V'yatsa Bochlosa. He, I guess, he walked out with a big following. He was a tsar of Shishim Rivoy people. He was very well known. He was very popular. Everybody knew him. So what was the question of Shaul? He knew who David was. He knew who Yishai was. So who was he asking about? So Gemara says Hachi Kamar Shaul Imifrat Asi. Does he come from Peretz and Mizrach? Right, Peretz and Mizrach were the twins of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda and Tamar, and those were the. Which one? He was from David. He was from Yehuda, rather. But which one was he from? Which side was he? Was he from Peretz or from Mizrach? Imi Peretz Asa Malkehava. If he comes from Peretz, he's worthy of being a king. Shemelch Paritz Lasas Derech Vein Mamichin Biado. Because Allah is, the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us also, that a king is able to just breach any way he wants. If he wants to build a highway through your house, he's going to build a highway through your house, and he could do whatever he wants, and he could just take over. He comes from Peretz, then he's worthy of being a king. And you can't protest him. Vimizerech Asi, Chashiv Baal Mahavi. So he's a...
But I heard the child ate of it.
Sorry?
I
Certainly he did. Yeah. But at this point,
it says he loves him.
No, this is before. No, he hated him when David was. Everyone loved David, and David was supposed to be king. Then
after
he hated him.
This
is before this. Yeah, this is before this happened. So
he's talking about kingship here.
What?
He's talking about to take his king.
Yeah, and in the end of the day, he wants him to take over his son-in-law, to take over as king. But when it came down to it, he really wasn't willing to relinquish any power. So Imizarch Asi then continues, Chashiva Balmahavi. He's Chashiv, but he's not ready to be a king. That was his question. Who's not who his father is? Who's his great great grandfather? Where does David come from? Was it Zarach or was it Peretz? That was his question. And they didn't know the answer. So my time Amalei Shalalah. So what was the concern about David being king? Maybe the concern was, maybe if he did come from Peretz, then he was more concerned that David had the Yichus. Maybe that's what he's concerned about. What do you see? So he was scared, actually. Look at Rashi. See the bottom Rashi, the second to last Rashi on the page? My time at Amar Leshaul. Why did he say ask? My chaza, what did he see? The mistafe mine mimalchusa. Why was Shaul so scared that David's going to become king? If he came from Zerach, he wasn't threatened. If he came from Peretz, then he was threatened. So what did he see in David that it was made him concerned? The chsiv, vayiba Shaul as David. Madov, and he put clothing on him according to his measurements. Yeah. What does that mean?
He put his clothes, Shaul's clothes, put on David while Shaul was chtiv mishichbor amal agavam mikolam. How can it fit?
Let's continue reading Gemara. Kimidaso, what does that mean? Kimidaso, uksibbe bishal mishkama umala gavam mikolam. So he took Shaul, took his own tailored suit.
Because when he went to fight against Goliath, he didn't have any clothing. Just brought him tears and he had nothing.
So Shaul gave him his own.
So when he said, I'm going to do it, Shaul gave him his own. And he ended up being very heavy, so he couldn't carry it.
No, but it says here. כיצד איפה התאימו בגדם לתאום של דוד? אלא בהכרח שבגדיו של שאול התאימו דוד בדרך נס, וכשראה זאת שאול חשש. שם הזהו סימן שעתיד דוד הולך לו.
Right, Shaul was very long, very tall rather. And he gave him the suit, and suddenly it shrank and fit the size of David. He saw this nace, made him concerned. So Doeg says, instead of asking whether he's fit to be a king or not, ask if he has any yichus, could he enter into the kal? Maybe he's a psudaka, maybe he's some other psul. So what was his concern? That he came from Rus HaMoavi, maybe he's really a apostle of Abakal, and that should really knock him off, and you shouldn't be concerned. So the Gemara says, Amalei Avner, Tanina Amoni Vlamin, Amonis Moavi Vlamavis. Nope, as we know, and the Mishnah told us that there's no problem of an Akeva who comes from Moav, so therefore it's okay that his great-great-grandmother was Rus. El Miat, if that's the case, he makes such a diak, Amoni Vlamavis, Amonis Moavi Vlamavis, make the same drasha, Mamzer Vlamamzeris. So maybe also by Mamzer shouldn't enter the cow, but a Mamzeris may enter the cow? It's not true. We know it's not true. So maybe it's an incorrect drasha. Maybe also by a Moav, even Moavis would be a problem as well. Mara says, Mamzer ksiv mum zar. Anything, regardless of the gender, the mum zar, and that even a female who has that's going to be considered Mamzeris. So mitziv lo mitzris, make a drasha there, that a woman shouldn't be bichlal the iser of marrying a mitzri. Shiny hacha, the mefarish time of the crop. Here it's different because the pasuk goes on to explain the reasoning reasoning of the iser. Al shelo kidmu etchem belechem uvemayim, that Moab didn't offer them food and water, bread and water. Darchel shel ish lekadim v'lo darchel shel ish lekadim. It's men have the tendency to offer food and drink, and women are more quiet in the back. So since it's the men who violated the avera, didn't offer klaiso food and water, so they were cursed and they were also to levav bakal. But the women were not bechlal this klal. Okay, the Gemara goes on to say hayalahem likras anashim v'nashim. So likras anashim, nashim likras nashim. Men greet men, women greet women. So therefore, Ishak had nothing to say. He had no response. So we see from here that there was mutter for a daughter to come in, a female to enter in, and Rus was not a problem. Maybe we should stop here or go a little bit more.
No, it says,
okay, fine. So Miad right away, Vayomer Melech, the Melech said to Sha'al Atab.
Because here he's actually trying to explain why Ammon is Moavi, Ammon is no, and here it's actually saying that the answer is not good.
problem because the women are also culpable
right.
for not serving
the
women.
So he says that it says the woman should.
They should. That's the question.
So it's still not a good reason why Moabi are not Moabis.
Okay, so he should have been in this, in the Isser should apply it even to women.
Right.
So he had no response. So Miad Vayom Hamelch Shol Ata Ben Mizeh. So then the Shol says to Abner, go ask Ben Mizeh Helem, who is this individual? Who is he? So he says, Hasam Vahacha, there and here. Sorry, did I skip a line there? Hasam Karle Nar, Hachal Karle Elam. Why did he change his name? First he called him a Nar, now he's calling him Elam. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kalamarle, Halacha Nisame Mimcha. We forgot the halacha. We don't know what the halacha, whether it applies to Moabis or it does not apply to Moabis. Tzevish Shal, but base medrash, go ask in the base medrash what the halacha is. Shal, they went to the base medrash, Amrulei, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, and the Isser does not apply to a Moavis. So actually, Lehudoeg, Kohani Kushia, so he asks all the questions. Ishuk, they had no response. Maybe it should be included, even a Moavis should have the Isser. So Barla Chruzala, they wanted to make an announcement that David is possible because he came from a Moavis. Miyad right away, Ba'amasa, Benish, Shmo Yisra, Yisraeli, Ashebal, Avigal Bas Nachash. He came along, Uksiv Yeser, Hayishmaeli. Anyone who doesn't listen to Salah will be cut, will be killed. And so regardless of what svar you say, what questions you have, we have a besara that does not apply to Moavis. David is completely kashal of Obakal. Okay.